You want to play a little game?
Okay, great. Yes, please.
Let's what play a game. Would you get? Now, this is a range because there have been multiple studies that have not found the same thing. So a range.
Okay.
What would you say is the average number of sexual partners that an adult has in their lifetime? Lifetime.
This is an actual statistic. An average number of adult partners that an adult would have in their lifetime.
Yes, and there is a range because...
2 to 5.
Mm.
2 to 4.
Mm.
1 to 3.
Wow, this is getting... it's 4 to 8.
Oh! Welcome to another episode of Is This For Kids? I am Jonathan Bearded Blubbins.
I am Katie, Mrs. Ruby.
And this is the one... about the sitcom that ruined Western civilization.
Wow. Okay.
We're do you get network- it though? The one?
Yeah, yeah. We're in network TV week and we're talking about Friends.
Friends.
Who's your best friend, Jeff?
Ooh, I have a couple of best friends. You are one of them. Wow.
That's not how superlatives work, John.
Oh.
Who's your best friend?
My wife?
Good answer.
Thank you.
Mine's Luis. He's the best.
Oh, see, love that guy. I'm blessed that I have a lot of best friends.
Oh, that's not how best works.
Wow, I have a lot of dear friends.
Yeah, so you have a lot of close friends.
One best friends, and Jody's the best friend.
Yeah.
Jody loves Friends.
Jody loves
the show Friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do not.
That's
okay. This is not a review podcast. This is a parenting podcast. So.
Yeah, the question is it appropriate for kids?
Well, absolutely not for a million reasons, but where do we start?
All right. Where do we start?
Why don't you quickly describe Friends for people who may have not have seen it, and then you can talk about whether or not you think it would be successful at all if it didn't have laugh tracks.
Okay. Friends is a sitcom that takes place in New York City and in which six incredibly attractive and inexplicably able to afford very large apartments in New York City friends hang out and you know, get to know each other. They experience love and life together over the course of 10 seasons that the show ran. It includes two siblings, Ross and Monica, who are the Gellers, their brother and sister. Monica's high school best friend and Ross's love interest, Rachel. Phoebe, who Lord knows how she got into this group because she was like homeless as a teenager. She didn't know anyone. I have no idea how Phoebe became
friends. They needed a blonde, funny person. Yeah, there were no blonde characters except for her.
Yeah, so Phoebe's in there. And then we've got Joey, who is an out of work sometimes actor who sort of is a Phoebe type character, has no long-term connection with them. And then Chandler, Ross's college roommate, who also seemed to have known Rachel and Monica in high school. So they've got like the four people who all knew each other they were young, and then the two tertiary friends. And there you go.
You just did so well at that, and historically you're better at that than I am at summarizing. I don't know why. Content. I've seen 75% of the episodes of Friends over the course of my life, unfortunately. but like, I did not know all of those connections.
Oh.
For me, well, and this is just how I watch TV. Yeah. I was like, I want Joey to end up with Rachel, and I don't care what else happens.
Okay.
And then other people were Team Ross, and that's like the amount of buy-in that I had to the show.
So for a million years, not a million years, for a little while there, we were homeschooling our kids. And one of the things that our particular vein of homeschooling was interested in was the ability to recap things. So narrate is what they're called. Sure. Narrations. So your kid would read something and then they needed to narrate it back to you. Or they could do it with a TV show. And it teaches kids to be able to quickly summarize things and be able to boil it down to the most important parts. It makes them better writers, makes them better readers, and makes them have a greater understanding of all content going forward. So maybe a skill to learn.
Okay, hold on. I'm actually really, really good at that with things I've done or seen recently. Really, really bad at like, you know, my high school memories or things like that, or shows that I haven't seen in a long time.
Hmm.
Do you think?
I mean, I don't have you recap things very often.
Wow, I'm gonna start doing it more. Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Which is like, you know, if you want to, it's a skill to practice.
Yeah.
Being Thank able you. To condense stuff.
If you
down.
Can practice being correct about Friends and whether or not it's for kids.
I haven't made a judgment. How dare you?
You haven't made a judgment. So here's my thing with Friends, okay? Yeah. I do joke. I do wonder how successful, and there's like this trend right now on social media that goes viral I feel it's like once a month where someone makes like a bunch of clips and removes the laugh track from Friends, and you're just like, oh my gosh, it's just so not that funny, and it's super awkward. And I'm sure you could say that about a lot of shows that have laugh tracks. But in my opinion, Friends and Sex and the City, but we're not doing Sex and the City right now, like those shows in my mind have just kind of normalized like the casual hookup culture in America and in American TV. And I feel like it has just gotten way worse. Like it has just been a snowball effect. Why are you making that face? Are you going to say that?
I have data for you.
Oh, okay, great. You're going to bring data into this. Games? Agreeing with me, I hope.
Yeah, you want to play a little game?
Okay, great. Yes, please.
Let's what play a game. Would you get? Now, this is a range because there have been multiple studies that have not found the same thing. So a range.
Okay.
What would you say is the average number of sexual partners that an adult has in their lifetime?
This is an actual statistic. An average number of adult partners that an adult would have in their lifetime.
Yes, and there is a range because
2 to 5.
Mm.
2 to 4.
Mm.
1 to 3.
Wow, this is getting. It's 4 to 8.
Oh.
4 to 8 is the okay. average range for an adult to have sex in their entire lifetime. So over the course of 10 seasons. How many sexual partners do you think the 6 characters had? 10 seasons. The average for a person in the United States is 4 to 8. Go.
Between 10 and 20 each.
Math on that.
You better not be using this to disagree with me.
I'm trying to math hard. And say that it's
like 3.
So I have the total for all 6 combined.
Oh, wow. How did you find that?
I Googled it.
Okay.
Okay. It's 85.
Total?
Yes. The 6 people over the course of 10 seasons, 10 years, had 85 sexual partners. Joey was the highest with an average of 17 sexual partners. So he was the sluttiest wow. of the crew. Chandler was the lowest. He had the fewest sexual partners and the most long-term relationships, actually.
Attaboy, Chandler.
At 9.
Wow.
So even the prudest lowest. Of the Friends people outranks the average American on the high end.
Wow.
That's wild, right?
That's really wild.
So when you're talking about...
So you're backing up what I said with
I
facts.
I am. We've talked a lot about the Overton window lately, about like shifting people's expectations. The Overton yeah. window is a term to describe what people consider appropriate to talk about, or what is an appropriate conversation or something to depict in media. So when we're talking about the average person having 4 to 8 partners, this show has made it seem completely normal to be a prude with 9 in a 10-year span. He's not yeah. even dead yet.
Yep.
Yeah, this is not a lifetime number. Whereas Joey's out there with chlamydia. Like, there's just no chance Joey. He doesn't have it.
And it's funny because I said I want Joey to end up with Rachel. See? How crazy is that?
I don't remember her number.
That is wild to me. I'm actually surprised, even though I started by saying this is one of the things I don't like about it. And again, I'm not some prude. I just like it really... It does feel like you can really look at time. There's this guy, I haven't read the article in a while. His name is David Hopkins. He did write an article called How a TV Sitcom Triggered the Downfall of Western Civilization. And it is interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
It's a hot take for sure. But I do think that it really did normalize a lot of this hookup culture that has become super rampant over the last 20 years. And people are obsessed with this show. Yeah. Like the following is pretty wild. We've talked many times, especially in recent episodes of Is This For Kids, about how kids are often influenced by the things that they're watching. And mm-hmm. so if a lot of things they're watching are promiscuity, like that could be something that you might want to avoid.
Sure.
And in general, like this, I just find the show kind of crass and not overall that funny. One of the people that Ross tried to hook up with was like his cousin.
Yeah.
And the reason was he's like, it's been a while. Like
that's
like
gross.
In general, like it's been too long since the average number of people that he's been with has been with him, and so he in an episode tries to like mess around with his cousin, which it's just there's things like that kind of permeate throughout
yeah.
that you're like, man, that's just not appropriate for kids for sure.
Yeah,
maybe even not for like teenagers. Yikes. And that's just like part of it. There's inappropriate jokes there. They bring up Fat Monica all the time. That's a character. That's like what they call her. It's kind of like what she was when she was younger. Yeah.
Monica was overweight in high school,
and they make fun of her for it a ton. Like she hates her who she was, and often will like talk about how she's glad she's not like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's just things about the show that I don't think are good for kids or even teenagers to watch that I find problematic.
So what would you say, like, we talked in a previous episode about the fact that kids in this most recent generation are having less sex than they did in our generation, but they're all growing, like a Gen Zer has seen this entire series, more so even than we did, and it came out when we were on, like, it was on TV when we were in school.
Yeah.
How do you reconcile those two things, that they observed all of this sex being had on TV, but they're not doing it themselves?
You talk a little bit about this in mm-hmm. our episode of Ginny in Georgia. And I believe you meant it. Yeah. It's a lot of it is consuming porn and doing things online instead of in person.
Yeah.
And so I don't think that this generation is just a bunch of super healthy people who just make good choices all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're oftentimes having a harder time leaving the house and consuming things they shouldn't be on multiple devices.
Yeah.
I don't think that. I mean, the stats are out there.
Yeah, these are facts. Yeah. Like the number of hours streamed on pornographic websites and things like that really kind of actually correlate to Friends, which is weird because you would think that watching a show with that much emphasis on in-person, real-life friendship, like nobody on Friends has a smartphone. They're not staring. It wasn't the right time in history, obviously. But they're spending all this time in real life together. And I think that having all these relationships, I do think that's one of those things that parents need to look at, that kids want to have these close relationships, but they're not leaving the house to have them. And so what does that look like now? And how does that correlate with what we see with their mental health statistics and whether or not they're willing to harm themselves? Like, we're finding kids in positions where they're using pornography and self-harm kind of interchangeably. And maybe we need to look at that as being a part of a larger problem that all goes together, you know?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yikes. So, you know, What do you do as a parent, though? Like, how do you get your kid out of the house to actually go make some friends?
Well, one thing, I think that if you're going to watch the show Friends with your kids ever, like, it's important to talk about, like, what true friendship is, right? True, yes. Friend, like, if you're going to have a group of friends, I think a majority of people in our world who are friends of a group of six have not all slept with most of the people in the group. That is, like,
that is a weird thing.
It's a weird dynamic. It doesn't have to be a thing. There's some tweets I've seen out there from people who believe that, like, guys and girls, like, can't be friends. There's always, like, mm-hmm. a moment where the one person likes the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's like unhealthy as well to think that way. So, you know, I don't know. I think if you're going to watch this, talk about what true friendship is with your kids so they have an understanding that there shouldn't be expectations outside of what just normal friendship expectations are. I'm going to love and to serve and you know, be there for you and mm-hmm. not do anything super goofy.
Don't get all weird and creepy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. This is another one of the things. We talked a little bit about something similar when we in our heavyweights episode, so you might want to go back and see that one about the way that parents model friendship. And as parents, we find ourselves looking at our phones a lot, the same thing that we don't want our teenagers to do. We think, oh, I'm an adult, so I'm going to do it, and it's different. But we're not seeing our friends either. It's sort of a meme on Instagram that moms never see their friends, that they're like, what do you do for fun? I don't do anything for fun. Like, it's a thing that we say now, and we're not doing our kids any favors. It's important that your kids see you having your friends over.
Yep.
Worry less about how dirty your house is and let your kids see you having a friend over. That's important.
It is. We do that all the time. I'm very proud of us for that.
Yeah.
We had hospitality nights a couple of years back where Jenny and I would open our house to all kinds of mm-hmm. anyone really was able to just come over for dinner. And it was the kids had so much great interaction, and they saw us just having friends and sharing meals, and there's nothing weird about it. It was just super fun. Yeah, that's great advice. And then, of course, like, if you've got kids, you're watching the show, you might, then, they've got friends, the kids as well. You come over and they can be friends with you as well. They learn. They're interacting. Yeah. This is all good.
Yeah. Teach your kids that having a friendship, what does that look like? Have the people over, put your phones down, don't stare at each other. You know, it's great.
Yep. That is Absolutely. One thing about the Friends show, though. There weren't cell phones in
that
the show.
That is true.
Which is weird, right?
You know, that's actually the case in lots and lots of shows. Like, even the most modern ones, like when we did Ginny in Georgia, those kids are not on their phone nearly as much as kids actually are on their phones, which is wild.
That's fascinating.
And they were on their phone a lot in that show.
So what age would you say for Friends? Or are you just with me that it's like, try to avoid until you're 15, 16, and if mom loves it, then maybe watch it with mom?
I'm sticking to my thing where network TV is important. Like getting to see primetime TV shows with your parents is an important milestone. I would delay this a little bit further than The Office, though. I would say this is good for 12 and up. So I would say maybe in seventh grade, this is one that you graduate to, because the relationship stuff is kind of the sex stuff. There's a lot less sex stuff in The Office. But you can talk to your kid about it and be like, that's not reasonable. And that would maybe even open a door to this person. You're never seeing this person get tested. You're never seeing this person do anything responsible. So that would be a great place to have those conversations and to talk about the difference between loving someone and using someone. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say 15 years old to watch Friends with your mom, only if your mom is a diehard fan of Friends and hates this episode and hates me for what I've said about it. There may be people that come after me for
this.
You
realize you said the same age. Well, no, you didn't. I said 15 for Jenny and Georgia with a parent.
Yeah, and I'm saying that for Friends.
You're saying for the Friends.
100%. Yeah, because I think that Friends leads to shows like that. It starts there. Where does it end? It's a gateway show. 100%. That and Sex and the City. And I'm not some prude out here, okay?
Sex and the City is completely different than Friends. I don't know.
I think my
argument... Have you seen Sex and the City?
My argument is that I think...
There's boobies.
Nuh-uh.
100% boobies. It was on HBO.
Oh, was it? So what show am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
Hold on. It may have been on HBO, but it re-aired all the time on network TV.
Yes.
On TBS. So I've only ever seen those versions.
Okay.
And those versions are also normalizing hookup culture, which is what I don't like about Friends.
The only character whose chest you don't see in Sex and the City is Carrie Bradshaw's.
That is fascinating.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Also fascinating that you
know
that.
She had a no nudity clause.
Yeah.
And you know what? She's aging gracefully and looks beautiful. Like, she's refusing to get Botox. My girl, I love her.
Girl.
I know. I literally thought about getting Botox this week. And I was like, every time I watch these episodes, I make so many
faces. Nothing wrong with Botox, though, right? I don't think you need it or should get it. But what's wrong with that?
But then I was like, I want to grow up and be Sarah Jessica Parker.
Is Botox for kids?
No. Not at all.
No, it's not.
Not even a little bit.
But yeah, I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go 15, 16.
All right.
And yeah, I just think some of the humor too is just not appropriate for kids, and is just offensive now. And
yeah, if you missed the episode with The Office, I said that I think it's important for kids to grow into being able to watch TV shows with their parents and have that be a aging thing, so that they learn to behave appropriately, so that they can earn that privilege to be allowed into adult culture. And so I would put it at 12.
Yep,
there you go.
Thank you so much for listening to our episodes this week on Network TV. Look at us. We had Week of Netflix, Network TV. You never know where we're going to go next, but you can influence it by following us on Instagram, commenting on YouTube, wherever you find us on isthisforkids.com.
They could be Instagram influencers.
You could be Instagram influencers.
You know, there's so much content out there for parents.
I'm Jonathan Beard of Blovins.
I'm Katie, Mrs. Ruby. Let us help you decide.
Is This for Kids?